to the magical journey of Goddess Chrissy Marie, and I'm your host, Goddess Chrissy Marie. How are you? I hope and trust everything on side of your globe is amazing. I hope you're feeling good, living good in your mind, your body, and soul. And if not, pause this podcast and make sure you go do something to lift your spirits and lift your vibration. So, on this beautiful, amazing Sunday, I just finished my inner devotional practices and I was led to Reverend Ike. And if y'all know, I am a big supporter of Reverend Ike. He was just a pioneer with the mind science. He didn't necessarily call it the law of assumption or law of attraction. However, he definitely taught on the law of mind, and I respect him, I honor him, and he is just an amazing scholar. And what I love about him is he adds his own little to it, and little jokes, and just the way he talks, and it just it's a testament of how this information has been, how it has transformed over the years. But anyway, like I said, I was listening to his one of his lectures, and it's actually called Your Power of Fascination. And I'm so happy that I tapped into this lecture because it is so important to be careful about what you are fascinated with. And the thing about it, our fascination is not just about things. Fascination could be about, like, what type of people are you fascinated with, right? It could also be about what thought forms are you fascinated with. And what I mean is, you know, men do this, women do that, gay people do this, straight people do that, this country is like this, this country is like that. Again, what are you fascinated with? Because again, he was talking about in his lecture, whatever you're fascinated with, you're going to get more of it, or you're going to draw it into your experience. And it made me remember and realize I need to be more laser focused on what I'm placing my fascination on, what I'm placing my focus on, you know. And again, like, what type of people are you fascinated with? Are you fascinated with people that's living life, loving life, enjoying life? Are you, are fascinated with the struggle? Are you focused and fascinated with people that's angry about life? Again, what are you fascinated with? Are you fascinated with wealth and prosperity and attracting money, aligning with money? Are you fascinated with what they say on TV, what they say on the internet, or whatever, in a negative way? Are you fascinated with that? And as I've always stated on this podcast, how I view life is similar to, I guess you can say, internet, right? Which means, like, you can go to any website and experience whatever is on that website, because everything exists. Like, when you think about the World Wide Web, anything you could think about is on the internet, right? Anything. And of course, you cannot go to every website at one time. You can only go to one place at one time. And that's similar to our focus. We can't focus on everything at one time. That will pretty much run you insane. And I don't mean it in an ableist way. Y'all know what I mean. So you can only focus on one thing at a time. And my thing is, as like I say, everything exists. What are you focusing on? And in which way are you focusing? Are you focusing on amazing health? Are you focusing on diseases and illnesses and all that stuff? What are you focusing on? You know, are you focusing on love? Are you focusing on how there's not enough of good people on the planet and there's piss in the dating pool? What are you focused on? You know, are you focusing on how you love yourself, appreciate yourself? Are you constantly thinking negative thoughts about yourself, how you're not good enough, and how you need to fix yourself, and how you need to heal yourself. Again, what are you focusing on? Because whatever you're focusing on, reality is a feedback, and you're going to get more of it. And that's why, shout out to Reverend Ike again, he always says it's very important to assess yourself. You know, ask yourself in the morning, how do I think about myself? You know, how do I feel about myself? What am I saying to myself? And also throughout the day, ask yourself, how am I feeling about myself? How do I see myself? And also you ask yourself, how do you see the world? Do you see the world as a horrible place? Do you see the world as your oyster and everybody loves and supports and helps you? How do you see people in the world? Do you think people are trustworthy? Do you think everybody has an agenda? Or do you think you always attract good-hearted people in your life? Or people that love you, support you, and help you? You really have to ask yourself that consistently. And I guarantee you, if you answer yourself in an honest way, you'll get your answer. And if it's not something that you want, right then and there, you need to eradicate that thought, eradicate that feeling, and replace it with something that you want. You know, a lot of people think this reality is just about the outside world, what you're doing and all that stuff. But really and truly, in my opinion, this reality is an inner reality. It's an inner experience. Because how we experience ourselves internally, what we are thinking within ourselves, what we are feeling within ourselves, what we are seeing within ourselves, which is our imagination or our third eye, it will be our feedback. So that's why I always say it's so important to do your inner devotion, your inner devotion practice, because in my opinion, when you become devoted to yourself, right, that means you are loving on yourself, you are supporting yourself, you are nurturing yourself, you are being consistent with yourself. So when you're doing that, when you go into your outer world, you cannot be swayed, because you've already spoken life into yourself. You already commanded life to be the way that you want. And you're not swaying left and right, because like I said, in this 3D reality, everything exists. But if you are grounded and rooted in your truth of love, joy, happiness, success, prosperity, and goodness, those are the things that are going to be reflected out. Those are going to be your feedback. And you don't have to fight with anything, because you've already set the tone within yourself. Because again, life is responding to what's not happening to us. And this is not to say that I always handle it in a perfect way. Y'all know on this podcast, I keep it 100. I tell you, I have my highs, sometimes I have my lows, but I can tell you my dominant frequency is amazing health, wealth, prosperity, success, divine love, good cheers, and harmony. And whenever I don't feel that way, yes, I'm gonna feel the feelings and emotions. If it don't feel good, I'm gonna allow it out. I'll express it. I'll curse. I'll stomp my feet. I'll cry. I'll write in my journal. But once I get it out, I'm not gonna stay there. I'm gonna choose a higher state of being, a higher state of mind, because I understand this reality is responding to who and what I say I am, and it's responding to what I'm fascinated with. It's always responding. And at any given time, we can stop and say, hey, enough with all of that. How do I see myself? How do I feel about myself? What am I thinking about myself? What am I thinking about the world? What am I thinking about the people in my world? And in my opinion, that is power. We are extremely powerful beyond our wildest dreams. And again, that's why I say it's important to do your inner devotion. And you can do it and set it up however you want. You can Google, search, you know, different practices. whatever floats your boat. Hell, you don't even have to do quote unquote practices. You can just tell yourself things that will benefit you. And you do it over and over again. You become devoted to yourself. Make your practice, make your practice a devotion to you. Set time aside in your day to become devoted to you. Romanticize your life. Make it beautiful. Make it amazing. Do it as if you were going to do it for your beloved or somebody that you really like. And actually, you should be on that list. If there's anybody that exists on this planet that you love and you care about, you think are so amazing, cute, sexy, fine, blah, 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 it needs to be you too. It needs to be you too. Nobody on this planet should be above you. How about that? Whether it's your lover, your friend, or a celebrity. And let me not even get on the celebrities, because a lot of times people be giving all this worship and praises and positive thoughts thinking about these celebrities, but they don't think about it about themselves. Isn't that something? Those celebrities will tell you they're rich, they're successful, they're having an amazing life, and there you go visualizing and imagine them being amazing. But when it comes to yourself, you can't even think about yourself like that. That's out of line. That's out of pocket. You need to see yourself as that way too. And if it's hard, that means you need to practice more. Your inner devotion, it's a practice. And what is a practice? It's something that you do over and over again. Just like if you're learning to play basketball, you're practicing. If you're learning to play the piano, you're practicing. If you're learning about yoga, you're practicing. We're always practicing. So why not practice being devoted to yourself, being consistent to yourself? Because when you become consistent with yourself, when you become devoted to yourself, nobody can tell you about yourself. And before I go, there was a time where people would call me love and light, and I would get offended about it. And then I say, you know what? And I've spoken about this before. What's wrong with being love and light? What's wrong with being positive and optimistic? I would rather somebody say, oh, she's so love and light. She's so positive and optimistic. I would rather somebody say that than call me a negative Nancy. I would rather people say, ooh, every time she comes around, she has good vibes. She has good energy. I've had people call me sunlight. They feel my light when I come around them. I would rather that than somebody say, oh, she's a negative Nancy. Every time she comes around, I feel a dark cloud. But either way, it does not matter. It's not about what people say and how people see me. It's about how I see and perceive myself, because that will be reflected out. That doesn't matter, because everybody is just reflecting how we see ourselves anyway on a deep spiritual level. So your focus should not be on what people say about you. It should be about what you say about yourself, how you feel about yourself. That's the most important thing. What are you fascinated with? So I am so happy that I went in my archives and started back listening to Reverend Ike, Your Power of Fascination, because it's so healing for me. And you can go to his website. Just Google Reverend Ike, and I'm pretty sure his website is going to come up. Matter of fact, he's on YouTube. But yes, Reverend Ike, he is an OG. He is definitely a GOAT, a VIP. Anytime I'm feeling some type of way or I just want to feel charged, I'll go listen to him. He is definitely one of my top influences of this century. Ashe to him and his legacy. So on that note, I absolutely appreciate you. Thank you for supporting me over all these years. And you know, I love you a long time. From this lifetime to the next, to the next, to the next. Peace.